I'm setting the mood here. All right. On every episode in this all-new season of Digging the Carts, we have a different Japanese composer joining us, and I gotta say, I'm very, very happy to say that we got joining us on the second episode a very legendary figure in the history of video games. A man who goes by the name of Osamu Sato. He is an artist in the purest of senses, I guess you could say. Over the years, has used a number of different mediums to express himself artistically, and thankfully for all of us in the 1990s, decided to turn his attention to the CD-ROM and explored the ways and possibilities that he could create experiences that had never been seen before in video games. Now, he released his first game back in 1994, which is a game called Eastern Mind, The Lost Souls of Tongno. But it's a game called LSD, Dream Emulator, that was released back in 1999 on the PlayStation, that he's become quite legendary for. Definitely amassed a pretty mad cult following in the last 5-6 years. If you haven't seen LSD, go check it out on YouTube super quickly. I don't mind if you pause this, go check it, and then come back. It'll be worth it. It really is like nothing else. And one thing that elevates the experience, and I guess you could say the nuttiness of LSD, is the soundtrack, which Sato-san composed in its entirety by himself. And in my mind, it stands as one of the most incredible and experimental soundtracks in the history of video game music. And so, with that in mind, it brings me such great pleasure to say, joining us on Digging in the Carts, right now, we have the legendary Osamu Sato. Sato-san, thank you so much for joining us. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here on Digging in the Carts. Now, you were born and raised in Kyoto, which is in the region known as Kansai in Japan. Can you tell us about your earliest musical influences growing up in Kansai?
The first band I really dug was the Beatles. And from there, I just kind of transitioned into liking rock. Up until high school, college, I was listening to The Beatles, Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, stuff like that. I was buying a lot of records, and the record shops were like my go-to source for info back then. These were places run by individuals, like dealt mostly in imported version, not the Japanese releases by really famous artists. There were several of these import record shops in Kyoto, and it was by going to them that I first came across Kraftwerk's Man Machine with its constructivism jacket on display.
なんだこれはと思ってすごいインパクトを受けたんですよ。
I was just like, whoa, what is this? Completely blown away by the red and black of it. I had never seen a cover that cool. I bought it without knowing a whit about the music. And that's how I came to know Kraftwerk. I was around 20 at the time.With my heart set on artistic pursuit, and I just knew that I wanted to do something like that too.
All right, so with the art and design side of things in mind, one thing I would love to know, Sato-san, is when did you start getting inspired by more 20th century avant-garde art movements? For example, like Surrealism, Dadaism, Bauhaus, and Futurism, which, you know, they all seem to have had a, you know, a particular influence on your own works.
The first thing was probably that cover for Kraftwerk's Man Machine that I saw in the record store.I really wanted to know what it was, so I did some research and found out it was in the Russian constructivism style. From there, I stumbled onto related stuff like Bauhaus and Distelia. All of these things suited my sensibilities, just really sat well with me. The style of their designsAnd in fact, I decided I wanted to design as a profession.
You started your own design and creative company called OSD in the late 80s, which was at the height of Japan's bubble era, which I'm sure meant that there was no shortage of work coming in for you, Sato-san. But at a certain point, you decided to focus on your own creative projects and, you know, amongst other projects that you'd, you'd released into the world. In 1994, you put out your first video game, which was a Macintosh game called Eastern Mind, which it must be noted, you not only created the game,But you composed all the music for it also. I guess, you know, what I'd like to know is what were your feelings on the Japanese game industry at that time? Did you feel, because of the technology, and, you know, what you were able to do with the computing power, that you could almost, you know, redefine what a video game could be and create an all-new experience?
The truth is, I don't play video games at all.Of course, I had seen people playing invader games at coffee shops back when they were all the rage. But I didn't see the point in spending 100 yen just to play and get nothing back. When I made Eastern Mind, I was doing it not so much in the context of a game, but as a piece of art on CD-ROM. So then it was LSD.Which isn't really a game either. It's got like absolutely zero gameplay to it. I rejected this idea of games, so I focused more on making my own art. I wanted to use the PlayStation as a medium, and there was a company that was willing to put up the money for me to do it. And because I had received some awards, I was able to trick someone into fronting the money.
したんで、まあそういう騙されてくれる人がいたっていうところはあると思います。
But you're same before Sato-san with LSD. You know, you've always maintained that it's not a game. It was never a game, never intended to be a game. You know, for you, it's this, you know, it's this Japanese word, sakuhin. It's a work of art. It's a piece of art. And, you know, without a doubt, LSD is quite possibly the most experimental game, not just on the PlayStation, but quite possibly in the entire history of video games. I guess the question must be, how did this insane game come to be, and you know, was it hard to convince people of this very, very left field idea that you had for this PlayStation game?
LSD を僕はなぜああいうものを作ろうかと思った時は、
As for why I made LSD, well, there were plenty of traditional games, racing and so on.For the PlayStation and the Sega Saturn, I played a bit of this game where you drive a car, and I'd never played a game like that before, so I was terrible at it. I was slamming into things left and right. If you crash into things, it's game over. So it was really boring for me, since I was no good at it. So I wanted to make something that even people who were terrible at games could play.This is the same line of thinking as moving on to the next world after you die. So if I crashed into the wall, I'd be launched into the next world. That's the LSD link. I wanted to make something where the players explore a world that keeps transforming like that.I put a bunch of hooks in LSD, gimmicks that I hoped would help even at least one person have fun or find interesting. I made all the music myself and then had seven remixers make their own versions of it. That became another hook, hoping the player would find it interesting.
面白いと思えばいいっていうような仕掛けをいっぱい作ったり、
LSD was a PlayStation game that was only released in Japan. You know, what was the reaction to it at that time?
I guess it did create a small sensation, but not much. I'm sure a lot of people just saw it as some shitty game, since it really isn't that interesting.
クソゲーだともちろん思うでしょう。面白くないですし。
But at some point, people started digging into games that were only released in Japan, and word got out about LSD. This reputation led to a lot of people contacting Sony. Normally, only games that sell really well get into their archive series, but so many people were asking them about LSD that they added it to archives.And released it again. So that helped it get out into the world again and created even more buzz.
勝手にですよ。無許可ですよ。
Now there's even some guy who has taken it upon himself to revamp LSD and make it run on the PC. All of his own, of course. Without anyone's permission. He shouldn't be doing it, but I sympathize with his efforts.
手にあのその画像を。
So you've got guys like him, and then there are others taking images from LSD and putting them on hoodies and T-shirts and selling them. Or guys putting the soundtrack on cassette and making their own design for it and selling them. Tons of guys like that.
ものすごくいっぱいいるんですよ。で、そういうやつが今のジャイアンのタダだと思ってるのか知らないけど。
And these guys will come and try to post the stuff made on my Facebook. Pretty crazy, huh?
僕に Facebook で友達申請してくるんですよ。こんなの作ったよとかって言って。
They aren't considering the copyrights or anything at all. But I just think that it's interesting that LSD has become such a thing and actually want people to keep it up.
でまあ、どんどん広げろやと。
To ask about the music Sato-san, because the music on LSD is just so incredible. There's about 500 different patterns, and some of it is just incredibly, incredibly forward-thinking for the time. You've got like furious acid belters to some of the most mind-melting lushness, and you know, almost proto-footwork material all on there. What was inspiring the music of LSD?
LSD のためは多分あれですよね。Warp とかその辺じゃないですか?
For LSD, I think I was drawing on Warp records and stuff like that based on the time period. At first, I was concerned with linking tones and pitches. I had something ethnic in mind when I made LSD, but from around 90s, I started throwing in Japanese style or pentatonic scales into the melodies. But at the time, I had sort of come around to the idea that maybe I didn't really need to put so much Eastern elements into my music.
作って大丈夫のような感じがしてきた時代ではあります。
What did you hope to achieve with LSD back then, Sato-san?
あと、まあ、LSD っていう名前自体が…
A big thing also was that I was able to release the game with the name LSD without a single complaint from anyone. At the time, I thought that having that name LSD would catch people's eye. Like, hey, what's this now?
LSD ってやっぱりその…元々の LSD ですよね、サンフランシスコ…
LSD after goes back to the LSD.The one that was popular in hippie culture in San Francisco, and so on, like what we all said the Beatles used.
あとまあ僕らで言うとビートルズが使ってたとかね。LSD なんかも東洋館。
So I was kind of shouting out to the psychedelic movement in a game.
Movement のをゲームに。
The psychedelic movement and PC culture were also pretty intertwined on the West Coast in the US. I made Eastern Mind with this sort of audience in mind too. I had hoped to release LSD in the US, but sadly that didn't happen.
Well, one thing is for sure, Sato-san, that now people all around the world are finally, for the very first time, discovering this incredible work of art that you created so long ago. And, of course, the soundtrack will be re-released, which is incredible. I guess I have to ask the question, Sato-san, that so many fans of your work are dying to know, which is, you know, do you think that after such a long absence from creating video games, you would consider getting back into game creation? You know, do you feel that you could maybe be interested in returning to video games as a medium to create new art when you think about, you know, what you can do with VR now?
Well, I wouldn't say there is absolutely no possibility, but that isn't really my line of work anymore. There are plenty of guys who are way, way better at that stuff than me out there. I'm just making my own art. I'm part of that generation that focuses on perfecting a single thing. But of course, maybe if some of my younger staff were constantly on my case to try it out, maybe I would give it a shot.
Thank you so much, Sato-san. A pleasure to have you on Digging in the Cards. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of a taste of the incredible works of one Mr. Osamu Sato, an absolute pioneer, and yeah, LSD, what a soundtrack, and a truly, truly unique game. Got to say a big, big thanks to Sato-san for taking the time to chat, and I tell you what, if you are a fan of his work, keep an eye out, as I have a feeling he could be performing somewhere near you very, very soon.